Welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the relay of WRMI, Miami Radio International. The frequency used is 9,395 kilohertz, and the broadcasting times is Tuesdays through Saturdays at 1:30 a.m. UTC time. You may also listen to Rai via the shortwaves of, via internet, that's what I mean, rai.com.ar. Live streaming there, and also the latest edition of each of the programs of RAI in 8 languages on demand, available as a podcast. If you are in the US, there is a third option, which is listening to RAI via audio now. Just call 641-552-8099 and you'll be able to listen to our latest program in English for the cost of a local phone call. But that's an option available only for listeners based in the US. Guillermo Vega is operating the program. I am Fernando Farias. As usual, we'll be bringing you the latest news of Argentina and the region. And if you want to contact us, send us an email to rai@raiargentina.com. Send reception reports there also. In terms of receiving a QSL card, let me remind you that we expect a recording of the program you're reporting on, just a fragment of that program, 2-3 minutes will be enough, and then we'll reply with a QSL card. Send the reception report and the audio file to rai@raiargentina.com and you'll be able to receive one of our QSL cards. You can also use conventional mail if you prefer. The address is the same as always, rai.com.ar, PO Box 555, and then the postcode 1000 followed by Buenos Aires, Argentina. In addition to the news, we'll be sharing some music today, but let's start right away with the headlines. The former president of Brazil, Michel Temer, was arrested in connection with a corruption case. In Buenos Aires, the UN Secretary General has stated that cooperation between emerging countries has reduced poverty and accelerated development. The Minister of Finance assures the economy is recovering while thousands of demonstrators protested the social situation and unemployment levels. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights expressed concern about the Venezuelan crisis and warned it could destabilize the region. Queen Margaret II of Denmark ended her visit to Argentina after a meeting with the Danish community of Tandil. The city of Buenos Aires received almost 3 million foreign tourists in 2018. Las Leonas, the national women's hockey team, beat China in the Pro League tournament. And here are the news. Former President Michel Temer of Brazil was arrested today in São Paulo in connection with a corruption case. This arrest was ordered by a federal judge of Rio Negro, who also issued an arrest warrant on a former minister of Temer, who was the president of Brazil between 2016 and 2018. Just last January the 1st, he handed over the presidency to the incumbent president Jair Bolsonaro. He was detained in connection with the so-called Lava Jato case of corruption, investigating a huge network of bribe paying in exchange for contracts with the state. The South-South Conference on Cooperation of Emerging Nations, organized by the United Nations, continues in Buenos Aires. A meeting attended by representatives from 193 nations takes place in the capital's exhibition center in the Recoleta neighborhood. At the opening ceremony, Argentine President Mauricio Macri assured delegations from around the world that they can count on Argentina. And then he added that the international community perceives the country as a reliable partner, a protagonist capable of building the governance of the 21st century. Mr. Macri led the opening along with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who highlighted the benefits of cooperation among emerging countries. Thanks in part to South-to-South cooperation, millions of women, men and children have been lifted out of extreme poverty. Developing countries have achieved some of the fastest economic growth rates seen so far, setting global standards for sustainable development. The forum in Argentina's capital, which lasts until tomorrow, takes up and rethinks the goals set at the first Conference of Developing Nations, which was held in the same city back in 1978. In addition to Mr. Macri, three heads of state attended the summit: Uruguay's Tabaré Vázquez, Chile's Sebastián Piñera, and Paraguay's Mario Abdo Benítez. Yesterday at noon, the host president received his peers at the presidential residency in Olivos, where the Chilean-Colombian proposal of creating a new regional bloc to replace UNASUR was discussed. In addition, the four presidents took advantage of their meeting to ratify the bid of Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay to organize the Football World Cup 2030, a plan that is now joined by Chile. This has been confirmed by Mr. Vázquez after analyzing the project, in which CONMEBOL, the South American Football Confederation, is also participating. What we have just seen here at this CONMEBOL stand is the possibility of boosting even more strongly the realization of the 2030 World Cup here in the region. Finance Minister Nicolás Duchovny said that after a year of recession, the Argentine economy is beginning to recover. Among the main reasons for that improvement, he explained, is the grain harvest, which he anticipated will be record. In addition, he predicted that inflation, which last year was almost 50%, will begin to drop in the coming months. This was assured by participating in a business forum with Danish businessmen who traveled to Argentina as part of the state visit of Queen Margaret II. Argentina had a recession back in 2018, from which we are emerging now. Last December, the economy grew against November, and we know now that the economy continued to expand in January, then in February, and then now, with the impact of the harvest, it's going to have a stronger impact in the coming months in the rest of the economy. It should be noted that the Universidad de Itela released yesterday a projection that contradicts the minister, according to which the recession will last at least until August. According to that entity, the decline of the economy in February was almost 18% in year-on-year terms. In that context, thousands of people marched in the city of Buenos Aires and other parts of the country to demand more state assistance for the poor and unemployed. Social, political and trade union organizations led the protest, which included cutting off bridges and streets to demand that a food emergency be declared and that funds for social programs be increased. One of the leaders of the demonstration, Gildo Honorato, accused the government of denying reality and minimizing the serious social and labor crisis that is being experienced, quote unquote. As he described to the media, in low-income neighborhoods, families eat only once a day. There is no work, or changas, as they call in Argentina informal daily jobs. According to reports, pickets were lifted because the leaders of the demonstration accepted a call from the authorities to discuss their demands. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet of Chile, acknowledged that she is concerned about the ongoing crisis in Venezuela and the possibility that it could destabilize the region. She also asked the Venezuelan government for full and unrestricted access to the team that monitors the situation in the South American country. She affirmed this when presenting the annual report on the state of human rights in the world in Geneva.
I'm deeply concerned by the magnitude and gravity of the human rights impact of the current crisis, which is also a worrying destabilizing factor in the region. A technical team from my office is currently in the country. I view this as a positive first step, which I trust will lead to continued access for the office in the future. It is important that the team have completely unhindered access with no reprisals against any person who has met or sought to meet with them.
Since June 2018, the exercise of social and economic rights has continued to deteriorate steadily in Venezuela, said the two-time president of Chile. The official also reported that her office investigates allegations of extrajudicial executions by state or parastatal forces. Ms. Bachelet also warned that the economic sanctions the United States imposed on Venezuela, could further aggravate the socio-economic crisis in the South American country. Nicolás Maduro's government, in turn, said the High Commissioner's report is influenced by a false international media campaign, quote-unquote. The Venezuelan ambassador to the United Nations in Switzerland, Jorge Valero, reiterated Caracas' invitation to Bachelet to travel to Venezuela herself to verify the ongoing situation. Queen Margaret II of Denmark ended her official trip to Argentina with a visit to the city of Tandil in the province of Buenos Aires, about 600 kilometers from the capital. There, the monarch met with descendants of Danish immigrants who settled in the region from the mid-19th century onwards, including pioneer Jan Fugel. We share now a report on this story from the Bahía Blanca branch of Nacional Radio.
Luego de 52 años visitando por segunda vez Tandil,
52 years later, the Queen visited Tandil for the second time, invited by the local Danish center. Danish communities of Necochea and Tres Arroyos also took part in the encounter. From the air base, she was transferred to the monument dedicated to Jan Fugel, the Danish immigrant who arrived here in 1844 and ended up settling in Tandil and even became a mayor. Later, she visited the Danish temple, the White Hall of the City Hall, and in the last activity together with the Crown Prince Frederick, they quickly visited Bahía Blanca to attend the inauguration of a wind farm that uses wind engines manufactured by a Danish firm. At the Danish Lutheran Church in Tandil, the visitors spoke with members of the Danish community. One of them, Marcelo Massa Andersen, told the local newspaper La Voz afterwards, "Since we were children, because of our mother, we had all the Danish customs. It is an unforgettable day, and it is a pride that the Queen is visiting us today." This was the first official visit ever of a Danish monarch to Argentina, although Margaret had already been in the country back in 1966, but she was still a princess at the time. During her three-day stay, she met with Argentine President Mauricio Macri. She signed cooperation agreements, led a business round, and paid homage to the victims of the dictatorship, among other activities. According to the government of the city of Buenos Aires, the capital received some 2.7 million foreign tourists in 2018. In that period, visitors spent $3 billion and generated a hotel occupancy rate of almost 60%, which is the highest in 7 years. Mayor Horacio Rodríguez Larreta celebrated these figures and said that tourism is growing like never before. If every tourist who comes to Buenos Aires, he said, generates work for porteños, Buenos Aires people, in hotels, bars and restaurants, in theaters, in every shop. The official attributed this expansion to better air connectivity, for which he thanked the national government. According to the same sources, the majority of foreigners visiting Buenos Aires last year were from Brazil, the US, Chile, Colombia, Spain, Peru and Italy. It should be noted that another explanation for this growth is the devaluation of 100% of the Argentine peso in 2018, which made this country more competitive as an international destination. The national women's field hockey team, also known as Las Leonas, the She Lions, beat China 1-0 in a match corresponding to the International Federation Pro League, a tournament that replaced the traditional Champions Trophy. The match was disputed at the Wujin Stadium in the city of Jiangsu, and the Argentine goal was scored by Agustina Albertario 10 minutes after the start of the match. This was the 8th game played by the team, directed by Carlos Retegui, after 4 victories, 2 definitions won after draws and only 1 defeat. The Leonas are in second place with 16 points, with 76% efficiency, behind the Netherlands, which in 5 games has 12 points with 80% effectiveness. Argentina will play again in the Pro League on the 31st of the current season against China, but this time in Rosario here in Argentina. And finally, let's mention that midfielder Angel Di Maria suffered a new injury in the Argentine national team of football that modified the plans of manager Lionel Scaloni ahead of the friendly match against Venezuela next Friday at the Wanda Metropolitano Stadium in Madrid. The Rosario-born midfielder was part of the training, but he did not have any problems at the beginning. In a moment of the practice, he left the team, remained a few minutes outside the pitch, and when he returned in the first physical demand, he felt a discomfort that did not allow him to continue. This way, Lionel Messi is the only member of the so-called old guard of the national team that will be taking part in this match versus Venezuela, because Sergio Agüero, Gonzalo Higuaín and Sergio Romero were not called by Scaloni. The official account of the national team confirmed the loss of Di Maria as a result of a discomfort in the anterior rectum of the left leg. And these were the news brought to you by RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI Argentina al mundo. RAI Argentina 面向世界.
RAI Argentina vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
Let's listen now to a song called La Flor Ausente by Cassiana Flores.
Se derrama la primavera patio del rancho mío, se derrama la primavera por el patio del rancho mío, y aunque todo se ve florido, estoy dolido junto a una pena, y aunque todo se ve florido, estoy dolido junto a una pena, pena gris de saberte ausente. Y que sabes que aquí te espera el malvón y la enredadera que ayer pusieras alegremente. El malvón y la enredadera que ayer pusieras alegremente. ¿De qué vale la primavera? ¿De qué el perfume? ¿De qué el color? Si está ausente mi flor querida, la que da vida a mi corazón. Vuelve pronto, todo te espera, mi flor primera, mi solo amor.
Cuando un cosechero salude a mi paso con la mano en alto, diciéndome adiós, Llegaré a Mendoza, mi pueblo querido, y la cordillera me verá con vos. Cuando un vino nuevo me moje los labios y en un patio de tierra me nombre un cantor, como llega marzo para la vendimia, así hasta tu tiempo llegará mi amor. Con el alba crecen rumores, se oyen trinos al sol cobrizo. Con el alba crecen rumores, se oyen trinos al sol cobrizo, y tú llegas con el hechizo que el paraíso me da en sus flores. Y tú llegas con el hechizo que el paraíso me da en sus flores. Solo falta que tu presencia y del brazo mirar la vida y aspirar la acacia florida que resentida llora tu ausencia, y aspirar la acacia florida que resentida llora tu ausencia. De que vale la primavera, de que el perfume, de que el color, si está ausente mi flor querida, la que da vida a mi corazón. Vuelve pronto, todo te espera, mi flor primera, mi solo amor.
Let me correct the name of the artist we have just here. It's Cassiana Torres, not Flores. Flowers is the name of the song, The Absent Flower. That's the reason for my confusion. Hey, I've got a piece of information that just came up on the wire service of Telam, the Argentine state-run news agency, about the Senate advancing a project, a bill, to establish a unified system of sizes for clothing. This has been the campaign of several groups for years, groups that campaign against anorexia and bulimia. What is the connection? Well, obviously these eating disorders are connected with the self-perception of the body and, well, prejudices and many things that are fueled many times by the clothing, and especially girls, young girls, feeling unable to fit in certain clothes most of the times, or many times, because the manufacturers of trendy brands, they refuse to make larger clothes because of a marketing strategy. They also, and it's understandable, they also allege that they can't make all of the sizes because of an economic reason. But, well, this has been sorted out with a bill that has been approved by the Senate that established a unified system. All manufacturers, all shops, importers also will have to commercialize, will have to sell clothes. Every clothing item that is put in the market in Argentina will have to be marketed in a unified size system. I think it's using numbers rather than letters like large, small, extra small, that kind of thing. It's going to be numbers, and the law makes it mandatory for diversity to be guaranteed, that all clothing items are manufactured in all sizes and not only in just a few. This will apply to clothing items for the population of Argentina as from the age of 12. The bill has been approved by the Senate and now will be analyzed by the lower house. We've got time for one more song before signing off, and it's going to be Adriana Varela with Muñeca Brava, literally a tough doll.
Che madame, que parlas en francés y tiras ventolín a dos manos, que tomas el champán bien frappé y tenés gigolo, bien bacán, sos un biscuit de pestañas muy arqueadas, muñeca brava, bien cotizada. Sos del Trianón de Villa Crespo, milonguerita, juguete de ocasión. Tenés un canvas que te hace gustos y 20 abriles que son diqueros y bien repleto tu monedero pa' patinarlo de norte a sur. Te llaman todos muñeca brava porque a los giles mareas sin grupo. Pa' mí sos siempre la que no supo guardar un cacho de amor y juventud. Campanea que la vida se va y embroca tu silueta sin rango. Y si el llanto te viene a buscar, escurrí tu dolor y reí y meta champán, que la vida se te escapa, muñeca brava, flor de pecado. Cuando llegues al final de tu carrera, tus primaveras verás languidecer. Tenés un canva que te hace gustos y 20 abriles que son diqueros y bien repleto tu monedero pa' patinar en lo de norte a sur. Te llaman todos muñeca brava porque a los giles mareas sin grupo. Pa' mí sos siempre la que no supo guardar un cacho de amor y juventud.
This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English, that has been operated by sound engineer Guillermo Vega and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias, on the airwaves of WRMI Miami Radio International, 9,395 kHz, Tuesdays through Saturdays at 1:30 a.m. UTC time, also available via rae.com.ar. Thank you very much for listening. Hasta mañana.